Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the San Francisco Chronicle's Giant Splash podcast. I'm your host, Chronicle beat writer Susan Slusser, and today we're joined by Giant starter Logan Webb, who's just been an absolute revelation this year, especially over, like, what, your last 15 starts here, Logan? How would you describe how you've been feeling here in the second half?
I feel good. I think we worked on a lot of things in spring and the offseason, and I think, you know, I feel like I say this all the time, but Cap talks about it a lot with, you know, attacking the zone and kind of trying to use all my pitches and just trusting your stuff. And I think that's been the main thing. And I feel like when you do that, you just get, you kind of get more confidence, you know, as the, you know, I would say like the results, I guess, of attacking the zone. And when you keep preaching it, you know, I have Buster and Kurt who have been awesome, and you know, the pitching coaches and even the other pitchers just kind of helping me out and like kind of pushing me a little bit, and it's been really fun. It's been a fun, you know, fun season overall, even though, you know, I thought there were some good starts early in the season too. I just, you know, this run has been fun, so I'm trying, you know, got to keep it going.
Yeah, absolutely. We talked in the spring, because during the spring you had like a magnificent spring too, and we talked about your changeup and what a special weapon it is, and you learned it from another Giants minor leaguer, Mac Marshall, when you were in the minors. Tell us a little bit about your changeup and what Mac did to kind of help you come up with a really special one for you.
So he was my catch partner for 4 or 5 years. I feel like every level we went to, we were with each other. And in 2018, we were in San Jose together, and I threw pretty much all four seams and curveballs, or tried to throw curveballs. And kind of the last thing going into the offseason was, hey, let's try to learn a changeup. So the last, I don't know, 2.5, 3 months of that season, I worked with Matt Yorkin, who was our pitching coach, and Mac every day trying to figure out changeups to do. And none of them really worked. I was throwing them a little too hard. Some of them really didn't do anything. And the first thing I should have done is ask Mac how he throws his, but we went the other way and tried to do other ones. And then finally, like, I just, cause he had a really good one. And, I was like, you know, hey, how do you hold that? And I just started throwing it. And at the beginning, it's the way you hold it, it's kind of hard. You don't really know what it's doing. And then just over with reps and, you know, and it still took me, you know, a year and a half to really find the comfort in throwing it. And, you know, I'm still working on it. I still have days where it's not my favorite or not my best. And I think this offseason, working on it every day. And I think I just came into spring and it was just, that was the pitch I was been working on. And we just used that in spring. And, you know, it's funny. I did have a good spring, but I was throwing a lot of changeups to a lot of guys who probably hadn't seen any changeups in a while. So,
yeah.
So I got to take that, you know, I don't know how to say it. I got to take that with a grain of salt, I guess.
Yeah.
With that. But you know, keep throwing. I try to work on it every time. I play catch with it. And, he's still got a long ways to go, but it's been a good pitch that I love to throw.
Were you almost throwing it a little bit too much early in the season? Because it seemed like in your first start or two, guys, or maybe second, third start, guys were kind of like almost sitting on it at times.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if we were throwing it too much. You can never throw a pitch too much. I think I was just getting predictable a little bit with,
yeah.
You know, and it was partly me too, because I was throwing it so much in spring and the offseason, I was shaking to it also. And I feel like if I shook to a pitch, guys, teams were starting to think like, oh, he's going to his best pitch, which at that time I think was my changeup.
Yeah.
I think when we were doing that, every time it was two strikes or 2-1, 3-1, that was my most comfortable pitch, so I wanted to throw that. So I was either shaking to it or we were calling it. And I just think teams kind of were sitting on it a little bit. And, you know, I also had outings where I threw it and it was really good. But, you know, big league hitters are a little better than the minor league guys. And I'm not saying that minor league guys, but I'm just saying these guys are amazing up here. And you really just can't get predictable with anything. And when you do that, you know, they're really good at making adjustments. So, yeah, I think it's a little bit of a mix of throwing it too much and honestly being a little too confident with it, thinking I can get away with it every time. But, yeah.
So what does a good mix for you look like now? Is that maybe the biggest difference between early in the season and now is kind of using everything and using, you know, having a good game plan for using it?
Yeah, definitely. And that's something that, you know, I played golf with Longo this offseason, and Longo, we were talking about it, just the season, last season, and he kind of told me, he was like, you need to find out who you are and what you want to do. And that really stuck with me because I feel like I would go into outings last year and you kind of just go by what the other hitters can't hit instead of what you do well. And I feel like now it's kind of like, even if a guy says he's good at hitting two seams, like, don't go away from that. Like, keep throwing that. Throw your sliders, throw your changeup. Try to mix all of them as much as you can and keep it, like, a balance with the usages and everything. Just try to keep them off balance. And Buster and Kurt have really helped me with that. And all the pitching coaches, Banny, Bailey, JP, they've all been great with kind of showing me how to look at scattering reports and look at the usages and knowing what I want to do in bullpens, how I want to throw bullpens. And it's been, I'm lucky to have all those guys helping me because I'm not able to do what I'm able to do without those guys.
Yeah, you have probably the best catching tandem, I'm going to say, in the big leagues. You look at just even at the catcher's ERA and obviously the offensive production from those two. But what kind of luxury is that for a young starting pitcher, especially when you've got somebody like Buster who's so experienced? And then Casale, who if Buster's off, I think he's got the best catcher's ERA in baseball.
It's so much fun. Like, I don't even know how to begin to say how lucky I personally am, but all of us in general, like having these guys, because you know they're true professionals and they know exactly what they're gonna do when they get to the ballpark every day. And just listening to them talk, they've had so much experience with different guys. I love asking, you know, Buster and Kurt about like who's your favorite pitcher that you've caught before. And it's a special group, and there's a reason why we have the numbers that we have as a pitching staff, and you know, a lot of credit goes to those guys as well.
We'll be back with more with Giants starter Logan Webb in just one moment, but a reminder, you can find all of the Chronicle's Giants coverage and baseball coverage at www.sfchronicle.com. And to subscribe, go to sfchronicle.com/pod. You seem like you're just attacking the zone with so much confidence. Is that something you kind of had to learn to do more this year, or is it a matter of confidence? Is it just your stuff is good and you're confident, or did you have to put yourself in that mind frame of attack?
I think it's putting myself in that mind frame. I feel like, you know, every pitcher, I feel like, kind of goes through. I've talked to other guys, I talked to Gosmer about it, DeStefani, about all the older guys, and they're like, you have to go through this part when you first get up here, and it's like, you're a little nervous to throw it in the zone because you watch MLB Network every night. There's 450-foot home runs and like all this crazy hitting, and you just like, how did that guy hit that pitch? And I feel like once you get over that part of it and just say, hey, like hitting's hard to do. Like, don't try to. It's gonna sound wrong, but like, don't try to give them too much credit, and kind of just trust your stuff and throw your stuff in the zone. You know, whatever happens, happens. And that's something that Cap is talking about. He's like, hey, if you give up a couple hits, who cares? Like, as long as you're throwing strikes. Because I feel like where I got in trouble, especially, and I still have a long way to go, but as I've, you know, I'd walk a guy, then it's a base hit, and then I'm like, okay, and then I'm walking another guy, and then that's the big innings that happen. And you throw 30 pitches, and it's like, hey, if say you give up a single, try to get a double play. You know, give up a double, like, so be it. Let that guy score, just get the next three guys out. Just kind of having that attack mindset and, like, batter-by-batter mindset instead of a whole inning mindset.
Did you have, like, either an inning or an at-bat or even a game this year where something sort of clicked or where you feel like, you know, you kind of felt like you made, like, a big stride?
I couldn't tell you a certain inning or... I think a big one for me was earlier in the year. I was I kind of hurt my when I hurt my shoulder. I got hurt in the bullpen before the game in Cincinnati,
yep.
And I was fighting it all game. And I think it was bases loaded in the second inning, and Winker was up, and I think like I threw him four seams, which I don't do, and then I threw him a 3-2 curveball, and I got him to roll out. Then it was like, okay, like, you know, I can really throw whatever pitch I can get guys out with any pitch. I don't have to be a certain pitch. And, you know, I think I actually talked to Sean Estes about it, and he was saying this kind of the same, one of the same things. He was like, you know, that was kind of like a turning point for me watching you is when you threw a curve or a slider instead of a changeup in that situation.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, pitching's so like, who knows? It's like such a science and also a mystery at the same time.
Exactly. And I think after that, you know, I tried to pitch through it. You know, I think I went on a DL, and then I pitched in LA, and that was a really fun game for me also. And
that's a big one. That's the one I was going to say.
And it seemed like things were starting to kind of click, and I tried to throw a bullpen a couple days later. Just I couldn't really throw without pain, so I'm... That kind of sucked, and then I used that off time. You know, I thought I was going to the bullpen. We talked to everyone about it, and I think that was the plan. And, but I used that time really to really focus in on my mechanics and like other stuff that I think could elevate the my pitches and my usages and everything. And I think when I came back, that's when I think I had a little bit more confidence. I was super excited to be able to start again, and I think that was right before, or right after I went on that 15 game or whatever. But
it was 14, but we're gonna give you 14. I'm gonna say it's 15 because the last start was at Colorado, and that's three runs at Colorado is like two runs anywhere else.
But so actually, after I came out, Buster came out of the game, and he was like. Him and Crawford were talking about there. They were pretty much like, that's a complete game, one run outing
totally.
In our eyes.
Totally.
And that was cool of them to say that. And I was super, super excited, especially to get through seven innings there. And I think me and Gausman really wanted to try to give the guys innings after the two bullpen games before that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been I was going to ask you about that. How much has kind of been on you three starters with two guys out and a couple of bullpen games? How much, I mean, it's obviously it's not constantly on your mind, but you probably got to factor it in a little bit when you're on the mound.
Those bullpen guys know how to get their bodies right and get the thing right. But I definitely think, you know, me, Tony, and Gauz really want to give them as much innings as possible every time we go out there, just to give those guys a break. I know talking to Woody, he feels real, sucks what happened with the COVID thing, and he was talking to him about it. Like, he wants to give those guys innings too. Especially for me, because when I came back, I was starting, but I was only going three innings or four innings, and even the LA one where I went five, both LA ones, I went five, and like those guys had to eat a lot of innings for me, and I want to try to give it back to them, like get more innings so that
payback.
Yes,
I love that.
Yeah.
Aww, that's very thoughtful of you. Well, let's talk about one of my favorite Logan Webb topics, which I think you know it's coming. It's hitting. I growing up as an A's fan, I covered the A's forever. So I have not watched a lot of pitchers hit. You are the most enthusiastic pitcher when it comes to batting practice and hitting ever. Is that your favorite part of the game?
Yeah, it's not my favorite part because I love pitching, but I do enjoy going up there and swinging it. And I think what made me like it more is when in my first year in 19, I came up and I think I hit BP two or three times in the minor leagues. And my first day it was Bum, Shark, Sean Anderson and Beatty, and they were hitting bombs. And I'm like, yeah, that's awesome. Like, I want to do that. So after that, I just had fun with it. I was able to hit in high school. I was a good hitter in high school, but I mean, it's also, you know, high school. So I didn't know if I could hit or not. Then I started hitting BP and I started hitting home runs, and I'm like, oh, this is fun. Like, now I want to work on it. So now I work on it in between, during the games. I go down and I'll work on my path with the hitting coaches. And, you know, I have a lot of fun with it for sure.
Yeah. Well, and you got two triples. You got a double. I mean, you're getting close. One triple. Two doubles.
Yeah. A single.
A triple in the big leagues. That's, what was that like with the trip around the bases, and how exhausted were you when you got to third?
I was real exhausted. it was fun. I honestly love listening to the broadcasters. When Kipe was like, run, that was awesome. But it's just fun to hit. Like, going up there, and even if I strike out, like, I have fun with it. I want to kind of swing as hard as I can. Honestly, I want to help myself out or the team out, too, and get a maybe possibly hit a home run, or and if there's a guy on third or second, like, get a base hit so that we can score another
day.
Run. So I do kind of, like, did take a little pride in, like, going up there and not, being able to hit the ball, at least put it in play, especially bunt. And I missed my bunt late last game, and I was actually pissed off about that. But like, being able to just do what I can when I'm hitting as well.
Yeah. Well, you're not a career 500 hitter like Zach Littell is now after he's getting 1-for-2 for a relief pitcher, which is crazy. But, yeah, it's really fun to watch. Are you going to hit a home run this year?
I don't know. I tried to. We'll see. All right. I think I might see some sliders here soon.
Darn it. Well, Colorado probably would have been but yeah, we're rooting for you on that. Just real quick, what are your thoughts on this team? This is, as we are talking here at Wrigley Field, you guys have 91 wins. Obviously, a lot of people did not pick you as a 90-plus win team. What are your thoughts on what you guys have been able to do to date?
We got a special group. It's not only a special group on the field, but it's a special group in the clubhouse too. I feel like I talk about this all the time, how many guys helped me. But it's not just the pitching coaches and the other pitchers, it's position players too. It's Buster, Kurt, you know, I talk to Carl all the time, Longo. It's an amazing group. And, it's funny, I don't know who said this the other day, but it's so true. Like, a lot of people didn't think it, but in the beginning of spring training, we all looked in our locker room and were like, you know, this team is really, really good, and we can do something special with it. And I think we took, like, a little pride in that, like, kind of wanted to show everybody that we were a pretty good team. And, luckily we've been able to play really well, and we're going to keep it going. I'm super excited for this last part of the season, this last little stretch, and then going into the playoffs.
My last question is a very important one. How often do you get told that you look like Jesse Plemons from Friday Night Lives?
Too many times. Too many times. But it's all right. I get it.
That's so bad. Wait, did you watch that show? Are you a fan?
I know who he is. I didn't watch the show, but I know exactly who they're talking about.
Did you play football in high school in Rockland?
I did. I didn't watch. I've seen, like, the first season, but... I'm really bad at TV shows. I'll watch, like, a season, and I end up, like, getting distracted watching a different episode or something else, and then I watch that for a season. I'm really bad at that.
Oh, you should go watch it. A, it's great, and B, he is your absolute twin. Thanks for joining us on Giant Splash, Logan Webb.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again to Logan Webb for joining us on the Giant Splash podcast. Our producers today were King Kaufman and G. Allen Johnson. We will be back again next week. More Giant Splash.